Ready, set, go. Uh-huh. Mr. Don Brazen, the two people who do not know you in this industry. Who are you? How'd you end up at Fuchs? And what do you like about working at this company?
Went to Purdue. Out of Purdue and wanted to work the Dow.
Boiler up,
absolutely. Lost, tough loss last night.
Yes.
And you saw that out of bounds play. Announcers are going, it hit off his leg, but they played terrible. That's the side point. We're doing this.
Yes.
So, got out of college, went up to Dow, got involved in the chemistry side of it, got involved in the technical side of it, had an opportunity in 1995 to come to Fuchs. Thought it was the right opportunity. About 2000 or so, they asked me to get involved in wind. So I've been in wind for about 18 years now.
Incredible. So what do you like about the wind industry?
I like the fact that it's a combination. It's very technical. I do like the technical aspect of it. I like the fact you're telling people on what the what's the chemistry, what's the wear, how it does on mechanical components. It's very technical, but it's also a growing industry. It's different. It's young enough that it still has a room for growth technically. All the things haven't been solved yet.
In what areas do you see that opportunity for growth in wind? Ultimately, what gets you most excited about the future of wind in 5, 10, 20 years down the road?
The future of wind. Wind is getting down the life cycle curve. So the bad part is, because of that, price is becoming more important.
Yes.
Technical innovations have changed a little bit. It's still happening. And the products are getting better, and the lights are getting better, but now it's becoming driven by price. As we get more and more worried about the environment, as we get worried about the air quality and ozone depletion and that, wind power is a solution that can help there. I don't believe that we can ever go 100% wind because it doesn't make sense, but wind should be an integral part in our entire energy portfolio. And because of that, I think it'll grow. And then the opportunity in the United States is great because we have tons of land, whereas Europe doesn't. I mean, a thousand wind farm site in Texas, not impossible. And then we run out of land, we've got all kind of water. And that's why I see the oceans being a second source here, because we still have so much land.
I like that a lot. So you talked about the future of wind, the different technologies. Starting with the present, what are your favorite products? Fuchs, we've talked about them already without the recording going, but what are your current favorite products with Fuchs, and what are some things in development that you could talk about that you'd like to share with us?
So the favorite product is definitely the Gleitmo 585K, because I personally believe, and I didn't share that video, unfortunately, next time, that the pitch bearing is the single toughest application in the wind turbine, and because of the active pitching now going on, it's causing more and more problems. And I think 585K is the one case where I can tell you, looking straight in the eye every time, say, it's the best product in the marketplace. It'll solve your problems there. And that's the one I like the best. What's happening also now is, as blades get longer, as the loads get higher, as you look at more and more offshore turbines that require longer service lives, I think we're gonna see base oils going up on the pitch bearing, on the main bearings, because the loads are getting heavier. But you're also going to try to figure out a way to really go to onboard lubricators of some sort, because offshore you can't go up there and lubricate. You need something that's going to lubricate on a regular basis. And as a lubricant guy, we'd like to have a little bit of grease on a regular basis, as opposed to a whole bunch of grease every 6 months. You want to always pop a new fresh grease in there. And the lubricators are getting better. People haven't done it in the past because they haven't been very reliable. Hopefully now they'll get better. And we have a new canister coming out that I think will help that.
Could you talk about the Sepletein 300 spray? I think that was the most intriguing product that you introduced to me today.
Yeah, the Sepletein 300 spray is, when you look at the gear teeth flanks, both in the pitch and the yaw, the loads are so high, so heavy, that when you grease them, it tends to want to squeeze the grease out almost on the first pass. Now, these are all heavily with solids, a lot of solids in there, hoping the fact that you squeeze the salt grease out, you'll push some solids in and burnish the surfaces. The idea of the Septleteen 300 spray is easy to apply. You got an aerosol can, you kind of wipe off the old grease, you go in there and you spray this on the gear teeth flanks. It's wet. It starts to get hard as you put pressure on it. The pressure causes that to become a dry lubricant, leaving a dry film behind. Will it last forever? No. Will it last long and grease being squeezed out? Definitely. And it's so easy to apply. Septleteen 300, Septleteen BL is tough to apply because it's sticky and hit, and you put it almost on by hand. Or you put in a lubricator that doesn't work real well. This go in, you spray it on. I'm excited about that one, yeah.
That is a really well articulated way of putting that, and I will definitely make sure I copy and paste that into my sales presentation. Two more questions for you. What are the most common questions, or just one question that you get when you're out in the field or when you're talking to these different wind turbine manufacturers, service providers, and then ultimately, what's the simple answer that you tend to give to them?
What you wanted to do before, and these have changed a bit, there was always two questions. How can I extend my maintenance cycle? I don't want to go, because having guys go up towers is an expense. So instead of going up and relubricating every 6 months, can we do it every 12 months? And the second question is, I always got was, can we use one grease for multiple applications? And the answer to those are both changing a bit. I now have a customer who says, we go up every quarter, it's every 6 months. You know, it's just better to be up there on a regular basis, making things sure things are running. And we want to make sure that you lubricate on a regular basis. You can change your filters and that. So going to a year is tough unless you have an auto luber up there that allows you to grease on a regular basis. But there's too many things you need to do up tower to let it go a year. I know condition monitoring now is happening and vibration analysis is helping that. An online oil analysis is helping too, but those are all expenses. You weigh the expenses of having a person going up and looking at it, or the cost of all that equipment. So I would say that's the answer to that one. As you and I talked earlier, as we continue to develop and the turbines get bigger and the bearings get bigger and the blades get longer, each individual component is becoming so one into itself that nobody in their right mind, and we have people who say this, would say, I've got a generator bearing that runs at 24,000 RPMs, very lightly loaded. I've got a main bearing that runs at 12 RPMs and heavily loaded. Yeah, let's use the same grease. I think I used the word earlier, disservice. You'd be doing a disservice to your customers to tell them that they should be looking at multiple applications for the same grease. Pitch and yaw, yeah, because pitch and yaw are both slew bearings, same type bearings, similar loads and speeds. But pitch to a gen, please.
Last question. This one's away from oils and greases. You can feel free to decline the answer, but you've been in wind almost 2 decades.
Yep.
Been in a very technical side of the sales process. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even say you're a salesman. You're more of a technician and chemist. If you were to go back to your 23, 24, 25-year-old self and say, Don, here's what I want you to do with your career, or here's what you did well, here's what you should do differently, what advice would you give to that 25-year-old Don Brazen?
25-year-old Don Brazen is, when I was in college, you were telling me I'd be living in Kansas City selling grease. I'd laugh at you. But it's not for me to decide. You know, I try to do the best I can, and I believe you end up where you're you flow to where you should be. I never thought I'd be selling grease, but I love it. And, you know, I'm 62-year-old, and people go, when are you retire? And I go, why?
Yes.
It's good. I enjoy it. It's fun. I'm getting paid well. I'm enjoying the customers. I enjoy the technical aspect. I enjoy what I'm doing. I can't think of anything else now that I would enjoy as much. Back then, I had no idea. You know, I thought I was going to be a treasurer or something like that. You know, I ended up going to the technical aspect. So I would just say to 25-year-old myself or 25-year-old anybody, when the opportunities come, weigh them. And you can't put this in your blog. Pray over them. And just, you know, don't close your mind off to anything. My kids laughed at me because, oh, Dad's in Greece. You're a nerd. Look, we're driving through St. Louis. See that?
Yep.
That green block? That's a lubricator. They lubricate the curves on the outrigger. This is a Greece customer of mine.
Yes.
It's at Metro in St. Louis. See that? They lubricated curves that go around so when the trains come through, they don't squeal and don't wear out the wheels. Dad, you're such a nerd. This nerd's putting you through college, dude.
That's exactly right. Take you to Costco later. No, we appreciate the time, Don.
No problem. Did it help at all?